Hello everyone, I hope you are having a wonderful day when you're listening to this. I just had a random inspiration, this urge of energy that came out of nowhere to totally rearrange my entire office. And I don't know about you, but after this eclipse, I have been having so much internal change that's also been changing externally as well. And the energy feels different. It feels lighter. It feels more playful. There's more things on my mind of inspiration, ideas, and it's just been so fun. But something that I've really been into recently is shifting things around. And it doesn't always have to make sense of like, you can be doing something in the moment and it doesn't need to be on your to-do list to feel good about it. I used to feel so bad when I would get off track of things. And now, the more I trust myself, the more I really listen to what I want, what feels good in the moment, the more you begin to realize that the law of least resistance is very, very real. And by working with universal laws like this in energetics, we actually can win every single time. And it gets to be fun and it gets to play out in a way that maybe we didn't plan on or expect. But so for in my office, I've totally switched up my desk. I'm now facing this big, beautiful window. I removed some furniture and I added some in from the garage. And it just feels so good. I'm also going to be hanging up that really cool art piece I've been working on, if you've seen it on my Instagram stories. I have been painting this canvas and putting clay on it and plaster, and it's about a third of the way done, but it's getting there. It's been a really fun side project, and I'm going to hang that this weekend. And I really want to do an episode on how you can win every single time, how you can really have the most illogical things happen to you to attract more miracles, to be able to bet on yourself and trust yourself, even when it doesn't make any sense, even when you can't find any logic or proof that something is working or something is the best thing for you. I want to show you some tips and tricks that I learned in my own journey on how you can win every single time. So let's get into this. Welcome to the Energetically Her podcast. I am your host, Kayla Langhoff, entrepreneur, women's coach, and dog mom. I am obsessed with showcasing the power of merging energetics and mindset to transform your life. If you are ready to start living your dream reality, to feel energized, unstoppable, and become a vibrational match for everything that you want, then this podcast is for you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose for all things mindset, healing, manifestation, personal development, and so much more to become your version of Energetically Her. With brand new episodes out each week, I am so excited that you're here. Now let's get into the show. The first thing I want to mention here is you can win every single time. You can always come out on top. You can always bet on yourself, even if you don't know how it's all going to play out. That's okay. We all have fears, and they're totally normal. There is nothing wrong with having the thought of, what if it doesn't work out? What if I don't have what it takes? What are they going to think? What if I fail or change my mind on something? It's okay. But these fears can stop us. They can stop us from having this life of full potential, of us betting on ourselves over and over again without the proof, without the experience or the research behind knowing something's going to work out. The fears get in our way of not being able to trust ourselves, not being able to use our intuition. And I want the best for you, the absolute best for you. But a lot of you are not trusting your intuition enough, and it shows. You have to trust yourself even when you don't have proof that it's working yet. Trusting your intuition means you have that urge, you have that knowing, and you follow it. Even if it seems random, even if it's not maybe what you thought was possible, or it seems too scary, too risky. Who am I to want this thing or to do this thing or to try this? But it's giving it to you for a reason. This is how things can happen for you that won't logically make any sense. The best things that have happened to me, the things that I have committed to, I have opened myself up to, have never made any sense, even to me. They've sounded absolutely crazy, out of this world, wild. Who am I to have this thing? Like, how is that even going to work? It just drops out of the sky with a big red bow on the front of it. Like, really? And I have a few experiences I want to share with you, because it's good to have examples from people that are in your circle, that are in your world, because when humans see something that can be done for one person, our mind automatically goes, well, if they can do it, so can I. And I want to give you some really cool examples here in this episode to get your mind a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more open to the possibilities, to expand on how you're going to win every single time and how we can get you on the path of least resistance to having what you want and then some. So my first example, I was supposed to get a new car. This was before I moved to Arizona. And nothing was wrong with the car I had, but I really wanted a car that had more safety features. I was in a pretty bad wreck when I was younger, and I had a lot of just anxiety and a lot of energy being in the car, especially if I wasn't driving, if I was being a passenger princess, if you want to call it that. I wasn't able to just relax and feel comfortable. It's like being that backseat driver that like everyone is so annoyed with, but this person has the biggest reason on why they don't like being in the car. That was me for a long time. And I really wanted to feel comfortable driving and being on the road again. And I wanted something newer. I wanted something that could be a tax write-off, that could be an upgrade. I really wanted a sunroof too. And there was just certain things that I wanted. I didn't need them, but I wanted it. And I went to the dealership and there was no stock. There was that time where there was no chips available, especially in the US. It was like 6 months or 7 months of a wait. I was like, okay, well, you know, I don't need a different car right now. I just want one. So that's okay. And I went home and I was scripting about it and I was looking online and looking at different states and doing my research. You know, I definitely put in quite a few hours browsing. And some of the cars that I wanted were completely out of stock. Like no one had them for like 6 or 7 states around me. And I was like, okay, well, it's not gonna work. And I ended up getting this brand new car. It was the brand new model of the car I was driving in just 7 days when it was supposed to take over 6 months. And the way this happened was just like this weird freak thing where someone in the next city over had put down a deposit on this vehicle and they never came and picked it up. Who does that? Who just puts $5,000 on a car and just forgets to pick it up? I mean, people could do that, sure, but things like this can happen for you and it doesn't have to make logical sense, but to have it hand delivered on Christmas Eve is nothing short of a miracle, and it's possible for you too. My next example is everyone who's listened since the beginning of the podcast time. We're almost approaching our year of the podcast, which is so, so exciting. I cannot wait. Time has just flown by when you do what you love, and this is so amazing, such a huge milestone. I was someone who never wanted a podcast. I never thought about it. I never liked the sound of my voice. I am not a big fan of public speaking, or I never was. I am now. A lot has changed. My viewpoint has changed. And one of the nudges that I intuitively got when I moved was, Kayla, you need to start a podcast show. You need to be able to impact millions of people all at the same time. You are not meant for small one-to-one interactions. You are meant to impact and to lead and to inspire on large scales, to take large, big strides. And how does that feel for someone who doesn't like to speak in front of people, okay? Doesn't like their own voice, is not someone who would consider themselves grounded and confident and worthy of having their own show. Who am I to create this? Who am I to help people when I've been at rock bottom? You know, I had all those thoughts. Well, there's so many podcasts already out there. There's so many women that are doing amazing things already out there. Maybe it's too saturated. Maybe it's not going to work out. Maybe I won't be able to figure out how to edit and record and have it all put together. Those are real thoughts I had. But I remembered that the best things that have happened for me have never logically made sense, not once. So how can I expect it to make sense now? They only make sense when I look back, when I am behind the scenes of watching how all the little puzzle pieces have played in this giant masterpiece. And it always works out even better than I could ever imagine. So with the podcast, right, I started it, I was very scared. I took like 3 times to record the first episode, okay? That shows you how scared I was. And there was a week where we doubled the podcast downloads in just 7 days. And here I was in the past thinking that no one would listen. Who would want to listen? Who would want to come into my world and be uplifted and supported and inspired? But they are. People are coming from everywhere. We have global listeners. We have people who tune in every single week. I get messages being like, Kayla, when's the next episode coming out? You know, if it doesn't come out right early in the morning on a Tuesday, I will get those messages. I get tagged in people listening to the show when they're on their walk, when they're in their house, they're driving. It's incredible. It is absolutely amazing. And I'm so happy to be able to be in this uplifting, inspiring space and invite everyone in who wants to come in. Absolutely mind-blowing. But I wouldn't have been able to do that, to have the growth and momentum, if I would have never started in the beginning. None of that would have happened. We wouldn't be sitting here today listening to this if I wouldn't have just trusted myself a little bit. I didn't have a lot of trust, I'll be honest. With the podcast, I was like, you know, I have like 1% of trust, but that 1%, I'm going to hold on to it for dear life, and we're going to do this thing. And look at what happened. Amazing. There's so many examples that I can keep going on, and I want to touch on one more because this is so impactful. Before I moved from Idaho to Arizona, I was in real estate, and I had just had my best month ever. There was a commercial lease that closed, and it was more money that I made in a month than I was making in a year before. So it's a big, very big difference, very big quantum leap. And even though it might have looked great on paper, I was so miserable. I was trying to heal myself from rock bottom. I was having so much physical pain from suppressed emotions. My mental health was in the trash. I was struggling every day to put myself together, and I felt like in my career, I was having to perform. I was having to be on every day with people, with clients. I was afraid to be myself. I was trying to put myself in a box of trying to please everyone else around me. I was taking on way more than humanly possible. And even though I did everything with a smile on the outside, inside, I was crying. I was so miserable. There was no peace of mind. There was no satisfaction. There was no fulfillment. And in the moment where I made more money than I thought was possible for me, all the fears and the beliefs and the negativity was still there, and it was actually amplified. When I thought that money was going to solve all my problems, it just poured gasoline on the fire. I was scared to lose that money. I was scared to hold. I didn't know how to expand my capacity. I had nothing, no inclination about what nervous system regulation was back then. I didn't know about subconscious beliefs and mindset and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, I was reading self-help books and still in therapy and things, but those only go to the level of your awareness. If you can't apply what you're taking in, you're not going to be able to change it. You can't change something unless it's acknowledged. And a lot of times we don't know that we have certain triggers or fears or that we don't trust ourselves until we're in a position or an experience that highlights that And that's okay. You're going to have things that might pop up that you didn't really expect because you're in a new experience. You are in a new level. You've played the next phase of your life. And that's when it's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to heal those fears and to transmute them. I didn't know that then. So what had happened was I knew that money was not the answer for me. It might be for some people. I'm going to be successful and worthy and live this beautiful life, but I'm going to have the time of my life while doing it. I'm not one to sacrifice my peace of mind for a paycheck. I don't care if I'm making $1 million a month. If I don't feel good, if I don't wake up before my alarm excited to start my morning, then it doesn't matter to me. And it's really, really good to get clear on what your definition of success means, because when I had that month, I ended my career. I said, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. This is not what I thought it was going to be. This is not where I'm supposed to be. I know that there is something bigger and better out there. This does not feel right. This money doesn't matter. I would have happily given the money back to have my peace of mind back, to have my health back, to have my balance, to have clarity, to not feel so overwhelmed and confused. Money is not worth it if you don't feel good. So I entered my career and I moved to Arizona when I was, coming out of rock bottom, which would not make sense. Again, I had people in my life, family and friends, being like, Kayla, are you sure you want to move alone? That sounds kind of risky. That sounds kind of scary. That doesn't make sense. You've been here most of your life. What are you doing? You just, you're so good at real estate. Why would you leave that? Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to make sense to anyone. And it didn't really make sense to me, but I knew that there was something bigger and better out there for me. And who am I to put a cap or a limit or a ceiling on my potential? We don't give ourselves enough credit sometimes because we are such powerful, powerful human beings. I say this with a heart of gold because I want the best for you. Start using your intuition more often. Build this sense of trust in yourself to where it's overflowing. Let your fears come up with new experiences, with new paths, and know that you are bigger than your fears. Know that it can be easier than your mind is letting you think. Using your intuition will help you win every single time. It's going to make things happen for you that won't logically make sense, but it's going to feel like miracles are dropping out of the sky, because they are, because you deserve them, because you are worthy of this. This is me cueing your quantum leaping and collapsing time era around your goals. And if you love this episode, episode 48 is also incredible for diving more into intuition, and I would highly recommend you listen to that as well. There's also a brand new EFT activation that I have created that is titled More Success in 10 Minutes or Less. This is made to add on into your morning routine. There is a free app that it comes with to download from your phone or from your iPad or laptop. This is created to help you rewire your subconscious mind, to dissolve fears and limiting beliefs and blocks around your next level of success and money and abundance, while also regulating your nervous system. It's literally under 10 minutes. There is an instruction video, there's two different types of audios, and a video showing you the tapping points. It comes with its own guide as well. So if you have not experienced EFT with me before, this is a perfect way to get into my world a little bit more and to use this tool as much as you want. I highly recommend using it in the morning. That is when your subconscious is the most easiest to reprogram. You're going to feel inspired, lifted up, excited for what you're working on. It's going to give you that momentum to push through and to really allow yourself to flow into this state of motivation where you're going to get things done a lot faster. You're going to feel more powerful, more confident. You're going to hold yourself a little bit higher with your shoulders back. You're going to feel amazing. You're going to see yourself how I see you. You're going to really embody this this version of you that's always been there, this level of you that is required to step into this next level. And I love how convenient it is. It's so powerful. Hearing the feedback has been amazing, and I highly recommend you add this to your routine and cue your collapsing time and quantum leap era. It gets to be easier than you think, and it all starts with trusting your intuition even when it doesn't make sense. Okay? I love you. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you're having a beautiful day or night when you're listening to this. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We upload every Tuesday. Leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. I appreciate the support so much, and I will see you.